This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chafei, Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber continues, Mi Sheminiach Tefillin Shel Yad Uberach, someone who made a bracha on his tefillin. Uvetchilas HaHiduk Nifsak HaKesher Shel Yad. And as he's tightening it, the knot snapped. Vehutzrach Lasis Kesher Acher. And you need to make another knot. So basically the whole knot snapped. Amnam Lohi Siach Daitoi. But you, the whole time you were focused on the tefillin, Eino Tzarech Lachzor L'Vach. You don't have to go back and make another bracha. Im Hutar Shel Yad Koidem Hanacha Shel Rosh. If the Shel Yad unraveled before you put on the Shel Rosh, Mahadkan, you tighten it, Ve'ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Vach. You don't have to make another bracha. Avalam Hiniach Shel Rosh. If you put on the Shel Rosh, Ve'achek HaChutu Shel Yad, and then the Shel Yad unraveled, Mahadikum L'Vach, you tighten the Shel Yad, and you do make a bracha. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on what we read. So if someone's putting on tefillin shel yad, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'adin b'tefillin shel rosh dino hachi, that if it snaps before you made the bracha, then it snaps, you could fix it and you don't have to make another bracha. He says, that's so long as you are not meisiach das. V'afilu imsach bein tayim letzarech inyan, even if you talked for the sake of your tefillin, ain't a hefsek b'diavad. It's not a hefsek b'diavad. Okel kaman simin kaf samach zayin sivav. Va'ayin le'el b'simin ches mishabrua sivkatan chav ches. Okay, sivkatan nun ulevarech. You don't have to make another bracha. Why? You made a bracha. You try to put on tefillin shel yad. It snapped. It snapped. So I don't have to make another bracha while I'm busy fixing it. Since I didn't put it on yet, the bracha was not chal on any mitzvah. Making the knot is not an interruption. Since it is relevant to the mitzvah. Therefore the bracha devolves on the second putting on. From here we can learn. But Misha Yesh Biyadu Tefillin Bli Kesher. Someone has tefillin without a knot. Uberach, and he made a bracha. Va'asa Kesher, and then he made a knot. V'yiniach, and he put on the tefillin. De'bidiyeved, shaper oyla ha'bracha sh'asa. B'diyeved, the bracha helps. Da'asiyas ha'kesher enoi hefsek. Making the knot is not an interruption. U'mashma mi'divrei ha'shulchan aruch. It's mashar from the Shulchan Aruch. De'im la'achar shehidek ha'tefillin im hazroya. From the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma, that if after you tightened the tefillin on the arm, nifsak ha-kesher, tzarech lachzor ulevarech. Meaning, the Mechaber only says that if the knot snapped before you put it on, then you're allowed to fix it, because the bracha wasn't chal yet. However, what if you put it on and then it snapped? The bracha was chal on the original placement. You would have to make another bracha. The kfar nigmar masa mitzvah. The mitzvah is already complete. V'havalei kenishma tumim akam. It's like it slipped out of its place. The tzarach levarech kish shemach zirin v'chanal. Where you have to make a bracha when you put it back, like we said earlier. But v'achroinim cholkul alzeh. The achroinim dispute this diyuk. Meaning they dispute this opinion. V'kosu they write, the kivan debirchas laniach shaberach koidim anocha shal yad. Since for Ashkenazim, meaning I would say the Mechaber is l'shitase. According to the Mechaber, that the bracha on the Shel Yad is only going on the Shel Yad. So once you put on the Shel Yad, if it then snaps, you'll have to make another bracha. But according to us, that the Lohaniach is going on the Shel Rosh as well. So now the bracha is not done. Vimkein kozman shalaniach tefillin shel rosh. So long as you didn't put on the tefillin shel rosh. Adayin osuk b'mitzvah. You're still busy doing the mitzvah. Hashayich l'oisa bracha. That's connected to that bracha. So the bracha did not fully devolve. V'loi nigmar adayin ha-mitzvah sheberach alav. The mitzvah that you made the bracha on is not finished. Ad sheinech gamar shel rosh. Alkein. K'moy behutar ha-kesher shel yad. Just like if the kesher of the shel yad gets untied before you put on the shel rosh, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins, pasak haShulchan Aruch, deino tzarech lachzavrach, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you don't have to make another bracha. Hu adin nami, the same din would apply im nifsak hakesher gamkein. If the knot snapped, eino tzarch lachso levarich. So it seems like it's not necessarily dependent on the Shulchan Aruch Shita, because the Shulchan Aruch concedes that if the knot didn't snap, it just unraveled, you could put it on again without a bracha. The Achronim say likewise if it snapped. V'im nifsak ha-kesher shel roish oy ha-shel yad la'achar shekvar yiniach ha-shel roish v'hidkoy. If the kesher of the shel roish or the shel yad snaps after you put on the shel roish and you fasten it, then tzarach lachzor levarich. Now what if you're in a place no one has any clue how to tie the knot? V'im ein shel mish yadeh l'sagin ha-kesher v'otzuch l'kach tzvon acherim. If you're going to have to use other tefillin, b'chol gavnei tzarach lachzor levarich. According to everyone, you're going to have to make a bracha. Again, the dami lahad, the simin reish vav, siv vav. This is similar to simin reish vav, siv vav. What is that? That if somebody takes a fruit and he makes a bracha and it falls into the dirt and he has to take another fruit, everyone agrees you have to make another bracha because you did not have in mind that fruit when you made the bracha. Siv kata nun aleph. Hutar hakesher. The same din would apply if it slipped out of its place. So not only if it got unraveled, but if it slipped out of its place. When we say you put on the shel roish, that means you fastened it. Roi tzolomer shehidkai. Do ikar mitzvah hanacha, that's the main placement. One more Mishnah Berura. Mahadek umavarech. Oh, listen carefully. This is going on if you put on the shel roish and then the shel yad got undone, you have to make another bracha. But yeah, but wait a second, but didn't we say from the shla that in the middle of davening, it's like you had in mind you were not meseach das. So the Mishnah Berura points that out right over here. Mahadik mavarch dehavalei kinishmetumim mekayman. V'cheinim hotar shel roish l'achar hidukai. Tzarch lachzor levarich. You have to go back and make another bracha, kishemahad goya roishai. But olafima shekasavnu la'el b'shem ha'shla, but according to what? So we wrote earlier in the name of the shla, ein levarich im hotar ha'tfilin b'zman ha'tfila b'chol gavne, because it's considered like you were not mesiach das. Okay, we'll hold it over here for today. Wish everybody a great day. We'll see everybody Monday, Mirtz Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.